Now entering Nerdist.com.
Four, yeah. Three,
yeah.
And then I'm going to point to you like this. Point.
Yeah. Did you point yet?
I pointed.
So when do we start? Countdown.
Anytime. No, I already counted down.
Count me down and then do that thing where you point, so then I'll know.
All right, I did it once, but I'll do it again.
Okay, go.
Five, four. And I'll just
and
so
you, silent. Silent after that?
Yeah, well, yeah. At two, I'll get silent.
Yeah, I've seen them do that on the news shows. It's so cool.
Yeah.
That's like the greatest job. Okay, so go. You do it. Okay, ready?
Wait, what's the coolest job? Being on the news or being the guy that counts it down?
No, not being on the news. That's dumb. Being the guy that counts it down and points.
Yeah, I agree. That is the coolest job.
As long as that's their only job. Like if they had other things they had to do, maybe not so great. As long as they're just coming in at 6 or at 5:59 and counting down and pointing and then going home.
My buddy Dale does that. That's his only job.
That's it? And so does he have any other responsibilities or just the point?
Well, that's a big responsibility. It's a live newscast.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Does Dale also do other events like maybe Super Bowls? Like where Al Michaels has to talk and he counts down in points?
My understanding is that these guys specialize. So you got your news pointers, you got your sports pointers, you got your game show pointers.
Oh, I see. All right. Gosh, so Dale chose news.
I think it more chose him. It just happens to be something he's very good at.
That's it. He's not really a sports guy. He's more of a news guy.
He likes sports, but he's definitely not a sports pointer.
What a great job, though.
Yeah, and a great guy.
Oh, is that right?
Great guy.
I don't think I imagine there's guys in that job who are just like total dicks. But you know what? They sometimes they have to be because you know what? It doesn't matter what's going on. The news must go on.
Well, that's right.
The show must go on.
It's like this. In any field, you know, you're going to get good apples, you're going to get bad apples. Dale happens to be one of the good guys. And you know what he taught me that I guess maybe I didn't know this, maybe I did subconsciously, but you don't have to be a dick to be a good news pointer.
It's interesting. You know, he's left a legacy, I guess, because I would have assumed that you had to be a dick.
He had a mentor in the game, and his mentor was a guy named like Mitch something Italian, Giorgino.
Mitch Giorgino. Mitch Giorgino.
Yeah, I think that was his name.
Who did he point for?
Oh,
was he like back in the Cronkite days?
Yeah,
or did
no,
he point?
Giorgino pointed for Cronkite.
No, jeez whiz.
Cronkite wouldn't work with anybody except Giorgino.
Wow. So if Giorgino didn't point,
Cronkite didn't go on.
Did not deliver the news.
No, but Giorgino always pointed.
Fucking pressure, man. Pressure.
A lot of pressure.
I don't know. Like, I thought that what a great job news pointer is, but I hear that story and suddenly I think, like many things in life, maybe it's not all what it appears to be on the surface.
Well, it's the kind of job that you only hear about when somebody fucks it up.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? It's a thankless job. You get it right. At the end of the newscast, nobody's like, hey, Mitch, great pointing. They're like, hey, you know, Cronkite, great newscast tonight.
Right.
You know, Giorgino's best day is the day that nobody even knows he's there.
Yeah, it's like a referee.
Mm-hmm.
That's really something, you know. And I guess you have to be a guy that doesn't seek praise.
Oh, God, no.
Or a woman. Are there women pointers?
Increasing.
I'm all about, you know what I'm about, right?
I mean, you're about respect for women.
Yeah, okay.
That's not what we do here.
No, it's not what we do. No. We rate snacks.
And by the way, welcome to Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Thanks, everybody.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks with my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
And so what Giorgino did.
What? No, I guess we're all right. I mean, we sort of intro the show. Right. Oh, by the way.
I forgot. The podcast where we pick a snack, eat a snack, rate a snack.
It's my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
Right. So what Giorgino would do
I feel that we're just skipping a tiny thing. And I don't know if it's me again, you know, seeking attention.
Well, we will get to the stormtroopers hitting the ground later.
No, that's not it. That's not what I'm focusing on.
Well, ratings is obviously the last thing we do.
Okay, let me just run the scenario by you. What we did is We had a nice segue into the intro, and we both saw the opening. We both went for it, and we both said, "Welcome to Maids." And then I introed you. I said, "With my good friend Michael Ian Black." And then you said,
"I was talking about Georgina, so I wanted to get back to that story." Yes. You had asked about women pointers, and so in the I think 80s. Maybe the mid-80s, there was a woman. She may also have been a Georgino acolyte. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What I know is she had a hard time breaking into the business. You know, they said that she could never point because of her nails. She had long nails.
Why are you not able to point without nails?
Because –
with nails. Like why does that cause – why does – say I'm Dan Rather.
Right.
I'm about to deliver a story.
Right.
And a woman – with longer than the average pointer nail signals me, why does that distract me? Why am I unable now to deliver this story?
I can answer that question.
That's why I'm asking you.
Consider the speed of light, okay? If mm-hmm. if I point to you.
1.086 miles per joules.
Right. So
per second?
No, it's per joule. So if I point to you
yes.
with a neatly trimmed male fingernail.
Uh-huh.
You will see I should backtrack. If I point to you with a manicured French-tipped female fingernail, you uh-huh. will see that point a split second before a neatly trimmed male fingernail. So, that would have been fine if the entire industry had been female coming up because everybody would be used to that.
Mhm.
But the male pointer is what I'm looking for. Well, he's basically acclimated.
Idiom?
No, he's acclimated to point on the second, knowing how fast light travels, so that at on the hour, our newscaster is seeing it exactly right. So the newscaster then has to adjust a microsecond to the female pointer. A lot of guys couldn't make that adjustment. You could ruin a career that way.
I see. When I
Brinkley almost lost his job.
Brinkley.
Yeah, but Brinkley was a great newscaster.
Oh, he was a great newscaster.
He was a hell of a. He was
name.
A funny drunk. I know why you're laughing. He was a funny, funny fucking drunk.
I don't know how many nights, 2 o'clock in the morning at Toots Shores, I would listen to Brinkley and just I knew the next thing was going to happen. He was going to challenge somebody. Didn't matter who was there to a fight.
Oh yeah, somebody
just
was going to get their nose
drunk.
Busted. Yeah.
Who
yeah.
wants to see a newsman kick some ass? And then I knew we were in for that. We were in for the night.
It
of
was
McClink.
Different times back then because the cops all knew. You know, the cops all knew Brinkley's going to get drunk at Toots Shores. He's going to punch some guy's lights out.
Yep.
But they never ran him in, did they?
No, they didn't. They'd threaten him.
Yep.
And he'd say, "Do you know who I am?" And he'd take a swing at them and miss, and they would laugh. And like, "We sure do, Dave."
Now let's get you
home.
Well,
I was going to say with you telling me about the nail stories, like when I fight the battle for respect for women, oftentimes I run into myriad conflicts and roadblocks. But in this particular pointing instance, it's actually not what we usually run into, which is a brand of some form of misogynistic chauvinism, but rather science.
Oh, yeah, it's science. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, you know, the news guys, look, they're a real news guy, a real newsman. You know, they're a tough breed. These are grizzled guys. They go out to war zones. They report from all over the world. They've seen the worst of humanity. They've seen the best of humanity. I think most of them, they're reserved. They're quiet. But they want what's best for everybody, you know? And I think a lot of these guys – and look, we're not even talking about the female newscasters because that's a whole other kettle of fish. But
we're not talking about the females. We're not talking about Fox News. We're just talking about
general.
Yeah,
I'm talking about 60s, 70s, 80s male newscasters for the big three.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cronkite,
Chuck, and Dave, and Cronkite,
all
and,
these
yeah,
guys.
Sure, all these guys.
They all came up at a certain time. They're not going to risk. Brinkley was the first guy to say, "I think this chick has something. I want to give her a shot." She pointed correctly, but he's seeing the image too soon. He jumps
early. Yeah, you can't be too early.
You can't jump.
You got a world listening to your every word. You can't jump.
So he, you know, ultimately she stayed with him. She had to cut her nails.
Shit. Wow.
You know,
I mean,
and for women in that era,
I boil.
Oh, you boil.
I steam up. steam comes out of my ears.
Because what they could have done,
steam up.
They could have changed the clocks. You know, they could have.
They could have measured.
They could have just measured
what that science was, and then put the two together and just accounted for that slight gap.
Right.
Correct.
That's what they do now.
It's what we have a time delay for on so many broadcasts.
That's what all the networks do now. But back then, man, they didn't want to go through the hassle.
Back then in the 70s, the science eluded them.
Well, they knew what to do. They knew how to do it. But they didn't want to take out their slide rules. They didn't want to do the thing. They didn't want to help out a sister. You know,
they just wanted to get into a bar and punch some guy's lights out. Let's be honest. That's what those guys wanted, to get through the hour, have a couple of cocktails in the office talking about the cast, and then get to the bar.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted.
It's a different time.
Yeah. Now they finish the newscast, have a couple of cocktails back in the office, and then they hit the bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because it's cheaper. You know, it's cheaper. You know, the Tiffany Network, CBS, you know, they used to have... Oh, they'd have bar carts rolling through the aisles and everything. They don't have that kind of money anymore. You know what I mean?
You and I, we've sort of bridged a couple of generations. And we used to work back then at CBS. And I tell you, I don't remember any of it. I was drunk the whole time.
Yeah.
When you start in showbiz and you're 7 or 8, you know, and you're doing your classic All in the Family type sitcom, and people are plying you with rum and cokes, you don't know any better. You're like, listen, if Carol is taken.
Oh, Carol's taken, Jean's taken.
He's taken. If they're taken,
Sally's taken, Rob's taken.
Rob's taken.
Everybody's taken.
If they're taking it and you're there and you're 7, you take it.
You're the kid. You're the kid.
You want to fit in.
Yeah.
This is what they're doing. And they're fun. They're fun guys.
Yeah.
How fun is Rob?
Oh, Rob? I mean, Rob back then? Who?
Are you kidding me? He's meathead. He's so fun.
He's so fun.
If he's plastered, you're plastered.
Of course. I'm not going to get plastered? Come on.
Archie! You know, if she's going to give you some, why? What are you going to do? Say no? She's going to like, have a gin and tonic to calm your jangly nerves, kid. Yeah. You take it.
Of course you take it. You don't not take it.
What are you, an idiot? You want to work? You want to make some money?
Yeah.
Hey, come on, kid. You get drunk with the pros.
Yeah. Norman's there with his clipboard, you know, everybody overseeing everything. Hey, kid, come over here. Take a tipple. Suck my dick. You do it. You drink it. You do it. And you have a great time with it.
You just do it.
He's like,
kid, suck my dick. Have a gin and tonic. You know what it is? It's showbiz.
It's showbiz.
We've all been there. Yeah.
Part of the game.
Times are different now.
You do it with a smile on your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's? I'll tell you what's different right now. I'm moving on into the snack here, because today's snack, this isn't the kind of thing you would have seen back then. People would have spat in your eye if you showed them this snack.
If you came forth and said, "Hey guys, in addition to the brownies and the chips and the za, I got this," they would have backhanded you across the room,
and they would have been right to do it.
Absolutely.
For the time.
But that was the age you were living in back then.
Right. And, you know, at 7, 8 years old, you know, your chaperones there, your parents or whoever, Carol backhands you, they're not going to say word one about it.
They don't say shit. If Carol backhands you at 7 or 8 across the room because you proffered a different snack, they probably nod their heads like that. He was right to do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, this snot-nosed kid – first of all, the snot-nosed kid coming in with any snack at all and saying, oh, you guys want to eat this. Fuck you, kid. Snack.
Where do you come off?
Right.
Yeah, where do you come walking in here telling us how to do our green room, how we run our green room, how we run our show? Backhand, smack. They were right to do it.
They were right to hit the kid. Honestly, look, I wish we could go back to those days?
Absolutely not.
Well, I do, but
– yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I kind of do. Better days.
They were better days, but for the fact that they were awful.
Awful.
You know, I mean, I think that if you went back and you were sitting there and they had those, you know, like that sort of brown carpet and the paneling and
– every room was filled with
smoke. And those pants, you know,
it was disgusting.
You know,
everybody smelled like Barbasol, the men and the women both.
Yeah, and you smell like cigarette smoke, and you just like, you know, people were leering and they would lean into you when they spoke, you know, and they would kind of like glad hand you, you know, everyone's grabbing your package back then in the day. I think if you went back, your nostalgia would be gone in a split second, and it would take somebody to point at Cronkite, and you would puke all over the carpet, and you would plead to go home, but you can't go home. You fucked up. You didn't know that there was no like return button.
No,
you know. So that's the lesson I think of today. If you time travel, make sure you know what you're getting into. Just make sure you know what you're getting into. Everybody wants to time travel, right? Yeah. Hey, I want to go see the dinosaurs. Now what?
Right.
You're eaten by a pterodactyl. Fuck you.
Everybody wants to time travel till they're on their knees sucking Norman's dick backstage at All in the Family.
Everybody wants to time travel until that happens to them.
Yeah,
so. You're so right. And so today's snack, Michael, is something that we wouldn't have found on the All in the Family set.
No, in some ways it's a classic. In some ways it's brand new. They've taken the oldest technology in the world and merged it with the newest.
Tom, I love it when that happens.
Oh, it's the best. Tom, I'm talking about Snap Pea Crisps, Harvest Snaps Original Green Pea Crisps.
Snap Pea Crisps, Harvest Snaps Original Green Pea Crisps. Ah! Yes, you did not. No, you did not.
Yes, I did. Pew, 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 pew.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground. Ground, the ground, the ground, the ground, the ground.
So this is a bag I'm holding, a bag of pea snaps. Now, and these are 50% less fat, good source of fiber, low sodium compared to regular potato chips. Because what you're eating now is a pea chip. It's basically a pea pod it's like a tempura pea pod.
Right there, well described, Michael. Right there, shaky.
Oh, shaky from the get-go.
Shaky, whoever said, and in a slightly smaller print, let's write compared to regular potato chips. Right then, folks, you people over there at Calbee that makes the product, you lost me. All right, I just want to say I love the graphic design. It's a pea, like a tempura pea, and then a regular pea, a regular looking pea over a field of peas, if you will, Michael.
I will.
And you will. So, you know, I like the design nature of the bag. But then when we start describing it on the bag, we just got a little greedy. 50% less fat, good source of fiber, low sodium. Here's what I want to tell you. Low fat is what you write. Good source of fiber, low sodium. That's all you write, folks. As soon as you write compared to regular potato chips, a guy in the snack game like me steps up, gets right in your face, and says, which regular potato chips?
Yep, Jack, there you go. There you go, kid. There you go.
Because you can't come to me as a food dude and say, yeah, you know, regular potato chips. I'm like, fuck you. Regular what's regular potato chips? Utz? Kettle? Lay's? What's regular?
What are we talking
Wrinkle
about?
Cut? Thick cut? Fresh potato chips? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yeah, let's get our terms straight, Jack.
Holy shit, that's like saying, like, compared to the solar system, like, what part of the solar system?
Big place. It's a big place.
It's a big place. I said, you know who that guy Charlie Day is? Come on, you're a guy who's in the comic world. Charlie Day!
Charlie the best.
Charlie Day!
I love him.
Charlie Day.
Is he on the Philadelphia show?
Yeah, okay. And he's one of the cats on the Horrible Bosses.
Oh, he's the best, that kid.
I like how he talks. He talks like this.
A lot of talent.
A lot of talent.
Wouldn't have survived a second back in the
backhand. Backhand, Charlie Day. That's all he would have hated his life. Guy would have hated his life. So we pulled it. We pulled open the thing, and Michael. Describe to the viewers, we're going to table whether they're viewers or not for the time being, what we're looking at here.
What I'm looking at is a slightly green-tinted French fry, more or less. I'm looking at a kind of long stick that is ostensibly a pea pod baked in some sort of batter. You can tell me it's got 50% less fat, but as I roll it between my thumb and forefinger, I'm getting a nice sheen of grease off that fucker. Now, here's the thing. You're coming up to the plate with two strikes as far as I'm concerned. Because if I'm going to eat this over a potato chip, I want to feel like I'm eating something healthy. Right? Because that's the only reason. That's the only reason I'm going to eat this instead of a potato chip is that it has to taste as good or better than a potato chip, but be so much healthier. Because that's how you're selling yourself, guys. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how you're selling yourself. 50% less fat, good source of fiber, low sodium.
I got to come back to the less fat. I know I'm going on about this point, but it's just such an advertising mistake to say 50% less fat. Just write low fat, you doofuses. Good source of fiber, low sodium, all you write.
Yeah.
Because why you – look, if you're trying to get your client off, Michael, all right, from a murder, you don't start going on about the murder.
Right.
You don't start – and then he drove the knife into the victim, Your Honor. But hell, who wouldn't?
Well, you know, he only drove it in halfway. He was only driving in half, 50% less knife than a regular stabbing.
He spent time sharpening his knife, Your Honor, the night before until it was good and sharp, till it would cut a tiny piece of hair if you dropped it upon the blade. Sir, that knife he took and he jabbed into the victim. But my client, who wouldn't have done it? He's not guilty. You don't want to bring up – you don't start bringing up questions that you can't answer. And here these people are talking about compared to regular potato chips. They're already bringing up potato chips.
Right. Right. They're setting the terms of the debate.
I want to backhand these guys across the room.
Well, if it was a couple of years ago, we would have. Now, if it's ladies, we don't do that. We're all about respect for women.
No, respect for women. It's not what we do.
No, what we do is pick and eat and rate snacks.
Yeah.
It's not where we are.
No.
So you're setting the terms of the debate. You're framing the debate. So you better know that you can win this debate because you're the one framing it. You're the one saying it's A versus B.
You can do anything you want.
Right.
You're in charge. You're driving the ship. Like Michael says, you're framing the debate. So you don't have to suddenly draw attention to weakness.
That's right. Potato chips, that's the Mount Everest of snacks. You're not going to get any higher than potato chips, you know? So why even set yourself up to fail?
People are not going to stop eating potato chips.
No, guy. No.
You know what's nice, though? Maybe 30 years from now, there'll be a couple of guys doing a podcast, and they'll have this one. But I assume we're going to be considered the 5-star gold standard of snack podcast.
Innovators, fathers of the game,
I'm like Edmund Hillary, you're Tenzing Norgay of the snack game.
I don't know. And if you're Edmund, I'm Tenzing. I don't know who's who, but okay.
Right. You know, I'm silent Edmund Hillary, and you're my silent but not speaking, you know.
Both silent and not speaking.
You're both of those.
Wow.
Anyway, we. There may come a time when people look back on the podcast, Michael, and they say, look at these two idiots thought that people would never stop eating potato chips. Like in the future, I'm sure back in the time, All in the Family, Norman Lear was like, it's always going to be dick sucking.
Right.
It's always going to be backhands and dick sucking. That's television.
Right.
Right. He never anticipated change in 30 years, just as maybe we don't anticipate a change in 30 years. But I'm going to tell you this. Even taking into account that things change in a 30-year time frame, Michael, people ain't never going to stop eating no potato chips.
Mark it.
Ain't never.
Mark it. I'm going to take a bite. I'm going to tell you right now.
That's good. I like it. I like it. Right. This is the thing that confounds me, Michael. You know when you step forth and you're prepared to hate?
Yeah.
Right? So you got Brad Pitt, and you're about to gun him down, right, in a movie, right? Mm-hmm. And you're prepared to gun him down, then he delivers a speech. And then suddenly you have conflict, you don't want to gun him down.
You like this guy all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, you gun him down.
Oh, of course you gun him down.
Yeah, but now you have remorse or
conflict. You feel bad about it.
Yeah, I shouldn't have gunned that guy down. I mean, I had to gun him down, it's my job. But, you know, we've just spent the first 23 swinging at these guys. But I got to tell you, since I opened the bag and popped one in the mouth, I've eaten like 9.
I've eaten a bunch.
But can't stop eating them. Can't stop eating them.
Here's the problem, though.
By the way, I take issue with low sodium. It doesn't feel like low sodium to me.
No, I think they still got a lot of sodium. Honestly, for my tastes, needs a little more sodium.
Is that right?
Needs a little more sodium, guys.
I got to send them to the lab.
Here's the thing. It is very good. It's very tasty. I got nothing else. It's very tasty.
It's tasty.
I can't really fault them.
No.
Here's my fault with it. If there's a fault.
You said you can't fault them.
I can, though. Here's my fault. Their fault.
I bet I could find you like something unfaultable and you could find fault with it.
That's my job.
Mother Teresa.
Prudish.
Well done.
Jeez. What do I...
You're having more trouble finding fault with Wasabi Snap Pea Crisp than you are with Mother Teresa.
Let me start with the positive, because there's a lot to like. Texture-wise, very good. You know, they're little round tubes, and you bite them, you bite it, and it kind of has it's very airy, but not too airy. Sometimes, like with the Bugle, you get a little too much air in there. This is puffed up nicely, but gives you crunch all the way through.
Yeah, some satisfaction there.
You're crunching from ship to stern. You're crunching.
Yep.
Now, it doesn't bear any resemblance to a pea to me. The first ingredient is green peas. Mm-hmm. I know it's peas.
Mm-hmm.
But it bears no – I don't really – the only time I taste pea, P-E-A, Tom, P-E-A.
Yeah, I hear you.
not pee-pee.
That would be crazy.
Not tasting pee-pee.
How are you gonna bake that?
Well, in the Minnesota State Fair, they put it on – you can get it on a stick.
What? You can
pee-pee on a stick.
Urine on a stick?
Anything on a stick at the Minnesota State Fair.
To decide people are pregnant in Minnesota or actual?
No, you eat it like a snack. You pee and then they fry it in a stick and then you
Okay.
You can hardly taste the urine.
Hardly.
It's just like these peas. It doesn't. You get a little slight pee aftertaste on this thing, and for me, I'm torn because on the one hand, there's my pea taste that I'm looking for. On the other hand, I don't really like peas. I don't know that I want a pea taste.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm torn. And I could use a little more sodium. I know it's low sodium. I know that's part of the thing. I could use a little more sodium. The other knock on it is that I feel like they're selling this as a healthy snack. There's nothing about it to me that's healthy.
Well, they listen. I don't fault them for selling it as – when your main ingredient is pea, I don't fault them for trying – you know, for taking a swing at selling it as a healthy snack.
Well, you're really getting close to the mic there. I mean, you're just really all up in it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I'm up all up in your grill?
All up in my ear grill?
Sorry about it. Listen, my point is it's the way they go about it. If you flip the package to the back, you know, we love peas, we're obsessed with peas. All right, that's fine. I get it. They have to – if it's not going to be a potato chip and it is a pea – they have to they have to hitch their wagon to that cart where there is an element of health to it. It's the way they go about it. They just, for example, on the back, Michael, with stars all around it, big letters, 70% made from whole pea. Mm-hmm. Like right there, you have an opportunity to frame the argument, and they're coming forth with, I don't want to hear 70% because what does that make me think about, Michael?
Rat droppings. Rat droppings is what it makes me
think. Rat droppings.
That's right.
You don't need to tell me that. You tell me it's peas. We love peas. We're making this snack out of peas. We got Snap Pea Crisp. They have less fat, more fiber, low sodium. They're gluten free. Sure, all that's fine. Write that down there. But don't say 70%. When you say 70%, you don't see people purveyor of hot dogs going 2% meat.
Right.
That's they don't
right.
want to do that. They
don't
want to
give. Don't give me percentages. Just don't even say anything.
The American public will not question it.
If the first ingredient is green peas, leave it at that, guys.
Yeah. Just say our main ingredient, peas. Thank you. We love peas.
That's right. Once you start saying 70%.
70% of it is peas.
Okay.
It's flavored water. What? It's what? It's water? Well, it's flavored water.
To their credit, I'll read the entire ingredients list. Green peas, vegetable oil, rice, salt, calcium carbonate and vitamin C. So very low amount of ingredients, very little number. When they come at me with the 70% made from whole pea, now I'm thinking, if I haven't read the ingredients, I'm thinking this is going to be a disaster if I choose to read the ingredients. They're setting themselves up to fail. Most people aren't going to read the ingredients. They're going to see 70% made from whole pea. They're going to go, oh, rat droppings, and they're going to put it right back.
Yeah. The point is this. It's good, and it has an element of health to it. That's what you want to sell, boys and girls. That's what you want to do. You want to throw that out there. You don't want to say, hey, some of this is good. And chips we're a little bit better than chips, a little bit. It's just, you're shooting yourself in the foot a little bit when you do that. Now, Michael, in fairness, we're not going to rate them today, but I have, as you know, have attempted. They have a black pepper bag and a wasabi bag.
Yep.
I'm here to tell you, both of those, tremendous.
Really?
It irks me that I have to slap these guys around, backhand them across the room, and at the same time, they're proffering, they're putting forth good product.
Well, you know what?
Hey, yeah, good for you. We're snackologists, Michael. We want people to succeed.
Here's the thing. We wouldn't smack these guys around if we didn't want them to do better.
That's right.
The product is there. It's all about the packaging now.
Yeah, it's like when your Little League coach would hit you and hit you and hit you.
Yeah.
He didn't do that because he didn't like you. Mm-mm. He wants you to be a good shortstop.
That's right. Not going to be a shortstop if your coach don't hit you.
You think Norman Lear is like slapping people across the room because he doesn't like them?
No. If he didn't like them, he wouldn't even be there.
Yeah, they wouldn't be there.
You're not going to ask somebody to suck your dick if you don't like them.
Have some perspective, please.
Ratings.
Ratings for the snappy crisps of the land. They are harvest snaps and they love peas. It's a snappy crisp in the land. Ratings. Ratings.
Ratings.
Ratings.
Ratings. Ratings. Ratings. Ratings. Ratings. Ratings. I'm going to land, but I can't seem to find the thing through the clouds. I can't find the ratings through the clouds. You gotta talk me down. Get cooler up here to talk me down.
Get on the ball. Get on the ball.
I can't rate it. Sit up.
Cougar lost his wings. He couldn't rate.
So for me, Michael, we jump right in. These guys, I'd like to line them up. You know, I assume that the men and women of Snap Pea Crisps, you know, are nerds. When I look at this package, I just kind of think we're dealing with a bunch of nerds.
Yep.
Undoubtedly smarter than me. And that makes me really dislike them.
Sure.
Dislike the nerds. And when I look at their efforts to market their product, it's a fulminating Norman Lear backhand across the room. That being said, I think these things are great. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of these things. Unlike you, I don't really have a sodium issue. I've tried different flavors and every time I've been pleasantly surprised. When I, Michael, open up a bag of chips, I know what I'm getting. I'm like, all right, this is going to be good. Mm-hmm. When I open up these, part of me is prepared to be a little bit disappointed,
right?
Because it's a so-called healthy snack. Okay.
It's a goddamn pea.
It's a damn pea. And to me, they exceeded my expectations. I was not disappointed, never have been disappointed, always been pleased. Snap Pea Crisps, 7.5.
Tom, you and I often disagree. We often agree. Now, as it happens, my wife and kids love these things. I've never really gone for them. In the sense, I've never really even tried them. I may have had it once a long time ago. Didn't think about it. Didn't give it a second chance. When you suggested this snack, I thought to myself, "All right, this is your opportunity to really dive in, really give things a fair shake." I wasn't expecting to like them as much as I did. Definitely was not expecting to like them as much as I did. This is one of those times we agree. 7.5. I'm going to count us out. 5, 4, 3.
I'll see you next
week. You jumped it a little bit. I don't know if my nails are long.
I thought it was a split second delay.
Yeah, no.
Because
I didn't calibrate.
So
I did not calibrate.
Oh, so we're not building. Oh, so give me one more chance at it. So no delay on the point.
Okay. In five, four.
Wait, I don't count down.
No, you don't count. It's just me. I'm the pointer.
Go.
You're just waiting. You're just going to give you're just going to give the last line. And right.
Four. I did it again.
Yeah. Sorry. Just watch.
I won't do it. I'll watch.
For me to point. Five.
I don't count at all.
No.
I don't count at
and
all.
And in five, four. And I'm going to be at silent on two. And in five,
wait,
four.
Oh, okay.
Silent two, silent one, then
it's
I point.
It's all the same rhythm. And so I go on one?
No, you go on zero.
I go on the point? Is the point on zero?
The point will be zero.
Okay, I understand.
And
now.
In 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, I said two. I screwed it up. I'm not supposed to say two.
You are supposed to say two.
Oh, no, I don't say two.
Two is silent. Okay, I got it.
And in five.
I'm ready. Okay, so I got the thing. Okay. I'm five. No, I don't say
it. I say. And
you say
in five.
Be silent on two, just so I'm ready.
Three.
It's like you're pointing every time. Like you're pointing every time. Like
I'm only pointing the one time. I'm giving the rhythm. No, I'm giving the rhythm. And
yeah,
then
but don't do the rhythm with a pointer finger. Okay. Is my point.
And in, and in five.
Oh, there
four,
we go. He's doing
three,
his hand now. I'll see you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.